In Commissioner Nick Tumpas's mind, hiring companies to run the state's Medicaid program isn't really a choice. He says the program, which provides a wide variety of services to everyone from low-income mothers and their children to the mentally ill to seniors, is not sustainable.
Now I've got a shrinking pie in the face of increasing demands. Something's got to give.
Had the state not moved to managed care, Nick, where do you believe our Medicaid program would be 5 years out, 10 years out, 20 years out?
In a world of hurt. I don't mean to be flip about it, but we have an aging population. We have a number of people who are uninsured. We have every provider group out there that basically says, I'm not being paid enough.
In other words, to stop limping along, Tumpas believes radical change is required. And in this case, the radical change is managed Medicaid. The commissioner says there are things the managed care companies can do that the state can't do nearly as well. The firms can help patients make better choices about their care, staying out of the emergency room, for example. The companies can negotiate better rates. The firms are looking to also modify how they pay for services. Steve Norton with the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies says these reforms could strengthen the state's Medicaid program.
In some places, managed care has improved quality and lowered cost. And can we expect a similar path in New Hampshire? I think the evidence suggests that when you implement managed care in a careful way, you have savings and potentially improvements in quality.
Health and Human Services knows it has a lot of work to do to get this program off the ground. Deb Fournier with the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute says there are some critical questions the state must answer in the short term, like how the state's going to evaluate these companies.
We want to make sure that those are tight and that they are appropriate so that the state can conduct its really important job now of managing oversight of these contracts, because that will be a huge component of whether or not these contracts are successful.
Another marker of success is how the state handles some of the most vulnerable and expensive Medicaid patients. HHS has included long-term care services for seniors, the developmentally disabled, and people with mental illness in the managed care plan. Few states have taken this step, and managed care companies across the country have little experience in this area. The financial incentive, though, is clear. These three groups make up about 30% of the Medicaid population, but drive 70% of the costs. At the same time, there's no plan telling companies how to work with the disabled or the elderly. That's left people like Karen Salter, whose 25-year-old son needs daily assistance due to a genetic disorder, terrified.
It's my life. My life is centered around his life. And anything that affects his life, I'm his primary caregiver. I'm his mom. I'm his guardian. And I will be in it for the long haul as long as I physically can.
If her son's care is reduced, that could force Salter to quit her job. It could also threaten the quality of life she strived to build for her son. Commissioner Tumpas says he understands that this change is frightening. But now that the state has finally committed to manage Medicaid, Commissioner Tumpas is calling the families, the advocates, the managed care companies to come up with a plan together. He also hopes now there will be a growing acceptance that this is the new path. For their part, providers for the developmentally disabled say they're considering legislative and legal action. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.